It's the photo call today, and the one observation you can make purely by counting the players is that you're light on numbers at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, as you said, at the moment we are a bit light, and I'd like to think that's going to be addressed over the next 48 hours. Mm. Got a couple of things out there, and we missed out on one or two things from last week, but as I said, we've always had one or two on the back burner, so I will know more later this afternoon regarding that.
Mm. Can you understand that everybody's a little bit frustrated maybe outside the club at the moment?
Yeah, of course. Look, as a manager of a football club, I think of any football club, you want to have your own players in there and you want to contract your players, but if we can't do that and we can't get the players in that we want, more than likely down to finances that you're getting outbid somewhere else to go, and players decide to go after the money, then you have to look at the loan options, and you make sure then the loan options fit the right characteristics that you want at the football club, and I believe the ones that we've gone after will do.
Mm. Makes your job particularly difficult though, doesn't it?
Yeah, as you said, but it's part and parcel of the job. It comes with the job.
So, going into the season, what are your realistic expectations? I know at this stage a lot could change in terms of the people that you're hoping to get in, but what are your realistic expectations heading into the season?
It's going to be a challenge, but I think every season you go into, it's going to be a challenge, and it's one that we're going to embrace and we look forward to. And for me, as we said about pre-season, it's been a progression. For me, for the season, it needs to be a progression to make sure that we're not in a relegation battle come the end of the season and we're not looking over our shoulder.
Top half, mid-table, higher than that, what are you aiming for?
As I said, it's about progression and make sure that the fans buy back into the football club, and the football club can give the fans what they want, and that's something to come in on a Saturday afternoon or on a Tuesday night and leave with a smile on their face.
Patience and understanding are two words that are not in most football fans' vocabularies these days. What would you say?
Yeah, look, it's most days it's not it's not part of the vocab that fans see, and yeah, but that's all I can ask them, to be patient, and all being well within time, we can give them what they want.
I mean, going forward, you've made a couple of really good acquisitions, potentially Andy Cook and Zeli Ismail, haven't you?
Yeah, look, they've come in and done well, and as I expected them to do. As I said, the season starts on Saturday, they've done well in pre-season, and everything's about progression.
And Andy Cook particularly is a pretty old-fashioned target man, isn't he? And he scored a lot of goals for Tranmere.
Yeah, he scored goals down in the conference, and the big thing for Andy was to push on and give himself the opportunity to play in the Football League, and that was something that I could offer him, and the lad's come in and he's done well in pre-season, and I'm sure he'll continue into the season.
And Zeli Ismail, the fans know a little bit about him having been here previously. What are you expecting from him this season?
I'm expecting him to be how he was when he was here for that short period, and I think he felt that was probably the best level of consistency he's had in his career, and it's something that we're going to encourage him and try to get that out of him over the course of the season.
Defensively though, you need some help back there, don't you, at the moment?
Yeah, as you said, it's they're the ones that we're looking at trying to get in over the next day or two, so all being well, by the time Saturday comes we'll have one or two more bodies in.
And Plymouth, for starters, what do you make of that as an opening game?
It's going to be a test. They've got a good following coming up here. They finished the season very strong, and it'll be another test. They'll be there or thereabout again at the end of the season. So it's we're at home, so all being well, we can start the season with 3 points and on a positive foot. But as I said, it's going to be a big test for us.
So how would you sum up your mood, the mood around the club at the moment?
Look, it's as you said, it's a challenge, and we're looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to the season starts, and we're at the point now, you come back in pre-season, you know you have to get the yards you've done to get yourselves fit and get them there, and the last kind of 7 days it's a bit of a limbo, you're just waiting for the season to start and you kind of fine-tuning everything, and now we're just ready to get going.